Okay, today's daf tzachim daf nun aleph. We're talking about minhagim and when you have to keep the minhagim or the place you come from or the place that you're going to. Gufa, so let's bring up something we said earlier. Dvarim mutarim v'cherim nagu mehem iser yetar rishay latira namarum chizda b'chutai eskinan. That this practice of someone believes a certain practice is usher or if a community refrains from a certain practice, and you believe that it's mutter, or that if they're machmir on themselves not to do it, but fundamentally it's mutter, you're not allowed to do it in front of them, right? And according to Rav Chizda, that's only talking about kutim. And now we're going to challenge that, where there are plenty of instances where we don't show the people who are noeg iser by something that what they're doing is fundamentally mutter, even if they're not kutim. What are those cases that we bring up? V'chulei almalo. Can this not be said for the rest of the world and not just the kutim? But you know, as will be indicated from the following sources, Vatanya, I didn't really learn a brayta, rochtzin shnei achin ke'achad, rochtzin shnei achin be'kavul. Right, so two brothers can bathe, can go to the bathhouse together. However, in Kavul, the custom was not to. Masa b'Yehuda v'Hillel ben Avshalom ben Gamliel. So Yehuda and Hillel, the sons of Reuben Gamliel, Sharachtu shneim ke'achad be'kavul. They were in Kavul. They went to the bathhouse together. V'lazal leim kol medina amru me'menu lo reinu kach v'nishmat. Right, so then the entire city saw what they were doing, and they were saying, you know, they were criticizing them and said, we've never seen two brothers bathe together. It's not appropriate, or they can't go to the bathhouse together, right? And then so then Hillel kind of snuck out and went to the outer chamber, not with his. Or so he didn't sneak out, but he went to the outer chamber not to be together with his brother. And even though it's fundamentally mutter to do so, he didn't come and say, hey, what do you mean? What's the problem here? It's mutter to do so because they practiced that it was usser. They held that it was usser. These aren't kutim, and still he withheld from saying, really, it's fundamentally mutter. Yotzim be'kurd kison b'shabad, ve'en yotzim be'kurd kison b'shabad b'vire. So you're allowed to wear loose-fitting shoes on Shabbat, but in Bire, they practiced not to do so. Masa b'Yehuda v'Hillel ben Avshalom ben Gamliel, shiyatzu b'kurd kison b'shabbat b'Bire, v'laza leim b'dina v'amru m'yamenu lo reinu kach v'shamtum v'natnum l'avadeim. So it happened in the city of Bire that Hillel and Yehuda were wearing loose-fitting shoes on Shabbat, and the city criticized them, and they took off their shoes immediately, and they gave to their servants. Why? It was mutter. Why didn't they just say, hey, it's mutter? Like, we can do this. Just because you're machmir doesn't mean we can't do this. They didn't want to say that it's mutter to do, right? And that's not just referring to kutim, right? The minog of the makom was not to do so, so they adhered to it. You're allowed to sit on the on non-Jewish owned furniture, stools on Shabbat, benches on Shabbat. However, in Akko they didn't do that. And it happened that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was sitting on a bench, on a non-Jewish bench, a bench owned by non-Jew in Akko and Shabbat, and the entire city criticized them, right? Amru mi'ameinu l'reinu kach. We never saw someone behaving this way. Nishma l'agabe karka v'lo ratza lomar la'en mutar netem. Right? So he immediately got off the bench. He didn't want to tell them, really, fundamentally, it's mutter. He didn't correct them, even though they weren't kutim. B'nei mitzayam, nami, kevan delo shchichi rabanu gabayhu, kichutim dami. So what we said is, specifically as it pertains to b'nei medina tayam, and not members of Eretz Yisrael, they or the people on the border cities by the ocean, they didn't have a lot of rabbis around them, so they weren't so educated. So we treat them like kutim, where if we say that, no, don't you know, really, it's allowed to do this? So they're going to come to think of a lot of things that are really mutter, and they're going to come get confused. So we let them hold on to their perceptions of what is us, or lest we come and confuse them. Right, so I understand what the issue is with sitting on benches owned by a non-Jew. It looks like you're trying to buy it from them. Maybe you're engaged in business. That looks bad. Be'kurd kison. Nami, I understand why you have a chumrah not to wear loose-fitting shoes out on Shabbat. Dilma mishtalfin. Because maybe they're going to fall off and you're going to carry them for Amun Shudarabim. My time is low. But why? What's the chumrah of not going to the bathhouse with your brother? Can it sound in the brother? Im kol adam ruta rochet. Chutz me'avi v'chamev bal imo u'bal achoto. That anyone, you're allowed to go to the bathhouse with anyone except for your father and your father-in-law and the husband of your mother or the husband of your of your sister. And the svara here is that basically any woman who is usher to you, you shouldn't go to the bathhouse with their husbands, because maybe seeing them undressed is going to have you have improper thoughts about the people that they're generally undressed with, which is a woman who is usher to you. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to go with your father to show him respect. And similarly with your mother's husband. The atu inu v'gazur b'shnei achin. Right, and then people of Kabul came and were concerned that you're going to come, that since everything else was mutter, that you're going to come even to go with your sister's husband. And so they so distance you from that avera. They said you shouldn't even go with your own brother, much less your brother-in-law. Mishum balachoto, right? To distance yourself from coming to go with your brother-in-law to the bathhouse. Tana tamid lo yirchatzim rabo. A student should not go to the bathhouse with his teacher. Ve'imra v'tzarech lomotar. However, the teacher needs his help and his assistance, you're allowed to. Giata Rabba Rachana, that's of a different svara, more of like you're supposed to have yira for him, you're supposed to be in awe of your teacher, not because of inappropriate thoughts. Giata Rabba Rachana, Achal de Aitra, Ul Legabe Rav Avira, Saba, Verabba Bere de Rav Huna. So Rabba Rachama came from Eretz Yisrael de Bavel, and he followed the custom of Bubble, which is, you follow the custom, sorry, of Eretz Yisrael, which is a certain fats that you're allowed to eat, in Eretz Yisrael that you're not allowed to eat in Bavel. He continued to eat them there. But, he came before Rav Avira and Rabba Rav Huna. They came to see him. So when he saw them, he covered up the fat from them. But they saw that he was really eating that forbidden fat. And they came and told Abai, Amar lehu shavinchu kichutai. Abai said that he must think you're like a kutai, right? Because this is mutter. Even though you practice that it's aser, he's hiding it from you because he must treat you like a kafian who doesn't know any better. And he's going to come to get confused. Rabba Rav Huna, lately hadithnan. And does Rabbi Bar Chana not hold of that which is taught? Not nila v'chumra yamakom sheyatzam misham v'chumra yamakom shehalach l'sham, that you should follow the chumras of the sides that you left and the sides that you go to. Amar Abaye hani milim bavel abavel umer tzral leretz tzral umer tzral leretz tzral inami mibavel leretz tzral. That is that din that you follow the chumras of both sides is applicable if you go from place in bavel to bavel in eretz tzral to eretz tzral. Alternatively, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eretz Yisrael, Bavel lo. However, that practice you have to hold the chumras of both sides does not apply if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Kevan da anan kaifinan lehu. Right. So avdinan kavadaihu. Since the sages of Bavel in Chutz La'aretz are subservient, subject to the sages in Eretz Yisrael who are greater, if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so you have to. You don't have to change your minhag, but if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you have to change your minhag in light of the, or you have to follow the chumras of the place in light of the greater sages of the place. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Me Eretz Yisrael Bavel. You can even say that going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you'd have to Hani Mili Heche De Ein Dato Lachzor Rav Barchana Dato Lachzor Haba. Right, so. It's only when you don't intend on going back that you have to follow the chumras permanently. However, Rabbi Rechana intended to go right back, so it was only temporary, and therefore he didn't have to follow the chumras of the area. Amar le Rabbi Rechana lifnei bni lo tochal lo b'fanai v'lo shlo b'fanai. Right, so you shouldn't eat that the fat of the animal. So, sorry, this is what Rabbi Rechana said to his children. He said, you shouldn't eat the fat of the animal, whether in my presence or not in my presence, when you're in Bavel, right? When you're in Bavel, you got to do what the Babylonians do. When in Bavel. Ani shara'iti et Rabbi Yochanan she'achal kedaihu Rabbi Yochanan esmachalav. He says, but I, says Rabbi Rechana, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eating this fat, so I can rely on Rabbi Yochanan. I can say, I saw Rabbi Yochanan do this, it's fine. B'fanav shalom b'fanav, whether I'm in front of him or not in front of him, because I always say, I saw Rabbi Yochanan do it, and therefore I have the permission to do it. Ata lo ra'ita. Oto lo tochal ben fanai ben shlo b'fanai. However, you, even though I do it because I saw Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't see Rabbi Yochanan. You only saw me do it, and I'm not a big enough position to be somechan. So when someone says, "Why are you doing that?" you can't say, "Well, I saw my father doing it." I'm not that shita. If someone sees me doing it, I can say, "Well, I saw Rabbi Yochanan doing it." It's similar to like if you're in a place. Let's say, just an example. I'm not telling you a halacha, but stam example. If you're in a place that they don't make ice on Shabbat, right? So I spoke to Rav Nevensal about it, and Rav Nevensal says you're allowed to make ice on Shabbat. So someone someone sees me making ice on Shabbat and they say, Afroni, what are you doing? I say, I saw Rav Nevin Sal do this, it's okay, right? But now if you go to that such a place and they say, hey, what are you doing while you're making ice on Shabbat? And they say, well, I saw Afroni doing that. Well, that's not going to help you much. I saw Rav Nevin Sal do it, so I'm allowed to do it, and I can say, I saw Rav Nevin Sal do it. Pligadi today, not Psak Halacha, meaning really you can do it either way, but just an example. Pligadi day, Adidi day. We have a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Bar Chana. The Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Sachli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, Pam Achat Nichnasti Achar Rabbi Shum ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya Legina. So one time I followed Rabbi Shum ben Yosi ben Lakunya into a garden, Benatal Sfichei Kruv Ve'Achal, and I saw him eating a cabbage plant that grew on its own, meaning there's the crops that you cultivate, and then some would just kind of grow on its own even if you leave the field alone, right? So I saw him eating from in the Shemitah year from the crops that grow on their own that you didn't have to work. It says, my son, in front of me, you're allowed to eat it. You can rely on my Shemitah that you're allowed to eat it. But when you're not in front of me, you should really be machmir. Because I saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai eat these plants. Right, so I can say I saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai do it. Whether I'm in front of him or not in front of him, I can say I saw him do it. Whereas for you, if you're in front of me, you can continue to eat it. But when you're not in front of me, you really shouldn't be eating it. My Rabbi Shimon, what sheet of Rabbi Shimon allowed such a thing? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Svichin Asurin. Right, all the growth that kind of grows on its own after you collected all the crops in, they're usher to eat. However, except for the plant, the cabbage plant, right? She'ein kiyotzban biyer kasade, right? Because they're not similar to any other plant of the field, so they're not going to get confused that maybe you're eating something that you planted that year, right? Because it doesn't look like any other plant. The Chachamim say no, you cannot eat anything that grows on its own during the Shemitah year, right? Right, and both of them follow Rabbi Kiva's shita that says as follows from the Braita: Hein lo nizra v'lo nesaf et tvoatenu. Right, you may not plant and you may not gather in your crops. I'm Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, since I'm not allowed to plant them, what am I going to be picking them in from? What am I taking in if I wasn't allowed to plant? Right, so we see from here that the growth that succeeds after you already took in the plants, that kind of grows on its own, is also prohibited. Then what's the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim as to whether you're allowed to eat the cabbage? Rabbanan Safri Gazrin Svichei Karuv Atu Shar Svichei De Alma. Rabbi Shimon Safar Lo Gazrin Svichei Karuv Atu Svichei De Alma. It's a debate as to whether or not we make a gzera on one lest you come to others. Everyone agrees that fundamentally there's no reason to have a cabbage be usser, except for if we matir cabbage, you may come to eat other things that you're not allowed to eat. Okay, back to the mission. Haolich Makom. Someone who goes from one place to another. He goes from a place that they work to a place that they don't work, a place that they don't work, a place that they do work. I understand the psak regarding someone who goes from a place that does work to a place that does not do work. Right? So you give them a chumra of the place that he goes to not to do work, and you really shouldn't work in such a place because it's going to create an argument that you're doing different things to them. Right? So you shouldn't work. However, if you go from a place that doesn't work to a place that does work, saying as follows, you shouldn't depart from their ways because of the machloket, the navid, and therefore you should work. And yet still you said that you should follow the chumras of the place you came from and the place that you went. Well, those are contradictory chumras. If you follow the chumras of where you went from, where you came from, and the place, and the chumras of the place that you went, right, the chumras of the place that you went to or is not to work. The chumras of the place you came from is to work. That's contradiction. What do you want them to do? Right? Ella Amar Abaye Aresha. Rather, Abaye says that, that concern of machloket was only on the first case, we were talking about, going from a place that does work to a place that doesn't work. But not the second case, which was talking about going from a place that doesn't work to a place that does work. Rava Amar Leulam Asefa. Right? Really, Rava says that no, even this statement of, not behaving differently than the people around you, is talking about the Seifa. It is talking about the latter case, right? Even if you go from a place that doesn't do work to a place that does do work. And this is how you can understand. This is the intention. Ein bazom ibnei shino machloket. Still, refraining from doing work is not going to incite all this argument and debate around what you're doing. Meaning, if you're working in a place that doesn't work, that's going to incite argument. But if you're not working in a place that does work, that's just not going to incite that argument. Right? But, Mike Amar, because what do you expect the people around you say? Omer, Melacha Asura, Meimar Amri, Kam Batlani Havesh Bashuka. Right? Meaning, it could be that, you know, you're there and you hold that malacha is asr. And therefore, so you're not doing work. But what are other people going to say? Oh, here's a guy, it doesn't work. Yeah, a lot of people don't work. It's not such a big deal, right? As opposed to, if you were working in a place that didn't work, then you're doing something in direct contradiction to the meaning of the place, right? But here, it's very different. Here, you're just refraining from work. It just looks like you're a lazy person who doesn't work. There are a lot of lazy people who don't work like that. It's not going to create a machloket. We'll stop here.